Okay, so if we're being really honest here, I am a half-assed entrepreneur. Now, I don't like to cuss, especially when I'm talking about business or teaching, but honestly, that's just the way I describe myself. And I can't even be mad at that because honestly, throughout this time as a business owner, I have only been showing up half the time. And really, I don't even know if I can justify saying half the time, because what does half the time imply? Assuming that you work 40 hours a week, which we know we work more than that as teachers, but assuming you work 40 hours a week, half of that would be 20 hours a week. And there has never been a time where I have put in 20 hours a week and taught full time. So it really is more like me putting in the absolute bare minimum work in my business to create a lifestyle I want to live. And at first, that meant being able to put in enough effort in order to get a little bit of extra gas money. And then it became being able to shop at the nice grocery stores and buy organic products. And then it shifted to me being able to put in enough effort that I could bank on at least $1,000 per month coming in, even if I didn't touch my business for at least 30 days, sometimes way more than that. And by touch, I mean not posting a new product or revising a new product or hopping on Instagram and interacting and posting there or pinning pins on Pinterest. I mean, I am so up and down in terms of the effort I put into my business that it is laughable, at least up until this point. But yet, I've been able to scale my business through strategic efforts to the point where I was able to fund my honeymoon and my wedding, all from the money I was generating online. And then being able to go from that to where I am now in my journey, in my entrepreneurial journey, which is being able to move out of state and not having to worry where exactly I'm going to teach. I have a preference of what grade I want. I was spoiled in my last district, and I want to be able to find a district that I absolutely love without the rush of, oh my goodness, I have to find a job right now because I have bills due. I have student loans due. I can't even describe to you how freeing that feeling is, and it's essentially why I started this podcast, because I want you to feel that same way whenever something comes up in your life. I want you to be in a position where you don't have to make decisions for financial reasons only. And remember, I said I've been doing this pretty half-assed, like laughable, and that to me means that you can too. You do not have to be the type A, like super productive, pumping out product after product, blog post after blog post. I don't believe you have to have that super hustle mentality in order to create this kind of lifestyle where you're generating passive income while still teaching full time. So I want to take you back to how I got to this point. Everything I started doing when I did show up for my business started becoming really strategic, so that when I did show up, I got maximum amount of results instead of dabbling into this, dabbling into that, trying to grow my Instagram, trying to get Tailwind figured out. Oh, and then posting this amazing product. No, I got very strategic. And the one way I did that was through what I've heard described as Automobile University. I started working in a district that was about 30 to 40 minutes away from me. And every single day, I'd put on an audiobook or a podcast that was in the topics of online marketing or personal growth every single day for years. And when I would walk into Barnes & Noble bookstore, I wouldn't just look at the latest picture books for my classroom library, but I would also browse the business section to see what the hot topics were in the entrepreneurial world. And now I am a published author who has a book in Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold, which is crazy to me. And the purpose of this podcast, for me to synthesize all my biggest takeaways that actually gave me momentum in my business and filter it through a teacherpreneur lens, someone who is in the middle of teaching full-time and trying this whole growing your online business thing out. And what I'm going to do is give you actionable steps that you can take, and I'm doing that through your very own Automobile University. Automobile University is when you are driving in your car and you're actively learning. To me, that's like the best way because you don't have to dedicate any extra time to this, yet you're still going to be gaining insight in knowing ways that you can take action in your business so that when you are ready to show up, you can knock it out, girl. Okay? How does that sound? I also want to be able to create this podcast in a way that it's like build a binder style. So after each episode, whatever little mini training I did for you, you'll be able to download a freebie and pop it in a binder that is all about the Routine Your Dream podcast. You will have sections like daily, things you should do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. So that at some point, you'll have the exact action steps you should be taking in your personal life and in your business life to achieve the lifestyle that you want. So remember when I said that for me, it was being able to, like at one point, it was being able to get a little bit of extra gas money. Well, when you're listening to this podcast, there are going to be things that don't speak to you at the stage and chapter you are in your entrepreneurial journey. And that's okay, because maybe one day you will be. So treat my podcast like a little buffet of actionable content that you can take in your business to grow it to the point that you want to grow it. And for my awesome type A, ready, super excited entrepreneurs out there that are listening, you're going to be able to take my actionable content and completely blow up your business like beyond your wildest dreams. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, take a screenshot of this episode and share it out to your social. And remember, first you dream it, then you routine it. Thanks for listening to the Routine Your Dream podcast. I am your host, Chanel, aka The Pinspired Teacher, and I look forward to seeing you back in episode 2. Bye for now.